Hey, welcome everyone to Black Hawk Church, to our second edition ever of Worship Where You Are. We are so glad that you're with us. My name is Matt Metzger. I'm the pastor of Black Hawk Church downtown.
And I'm Daniel, the lead pastor of Black Hawk Fitchburg.
And I'm Charles Yu. I'm the lead pastor of Black Hawk Chinese Ministry. And I want to say a quick greeting, a Christmas greeting in Mandarin. 弟兄姐妹平安,圣诞快乐.
Yes, totally.
Yeah, right back
totally
at
agree
you,
with him.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, during our time today, we want to create an environment where you can simply worship where you are. We know that things get kind of hectic, but maybe you're in the airport, maybe you're in a car ride driving to your family, maybe you're at home, and maybe you're just out and about. But we want to give you the chance to worship right where you are so that we can refocus on Jesus.
Because that's really what the Christmas season is all about, celebrating the truth of God's love and the coming of His Son to us. So we're just really glad that you're choosing to experience worship where you are with us this year, wherever you are.
Yeah, this is a unique opportunity for us as a church to be able to dive in together, all sites, all venues, any of you that might be visiting with family, to have the opportunity to come together. In just a second, we're gonna head into some worship music. I know that might feel a little bit awkward, but we're just inviting you with all of our worship leaders just to enter in. And then after that, Pastor Chris is gonna come and share a quick message with us. But as we begin this time, let me take a moment right now just to open us up in prayer. So let's pray together. God, we thank you so much for the opportunity for all of us just to be able to, wherever we are, to hit pause on all the different things that are going on in our lives and to take a few moments to focus upon you. We ask, Father, that as we do this as a church collectively, that we would just encounter you, be able to grow in our relationships with you, and understand your love for us to a deeper way. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
At this time of year, it is an amazing thought that God, the creator of the universe and everything in it, the one who gives life and sustains it, chose to become a little baby in order that he might be with us. Listen to these words from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us.
Come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here, until the Son of God shall come to thee, O Israel.
Welcome to Worship Where You Are. My name is Chris. I'm one of the pastors on the teaching team at Black Hawk Church, and we hope that you are enjoying the holidays and that you are worshiping wherever you are. You might be listening to a podcast in a car. You might be by yourself at a coffee shop. You might be with family at home, sitting down in your pajamas. You know, like, we're just doing this because we want you to worship wherever you are. This is the second year that we've done this, and last year we heard back from all kinds of people that were worshiping in all kinds of different places, and people were saying, you know, it's the first time I was able to be home and, like, worship with my family, all of my extended family, and so we felt like we just wanted to try this one more year. Next week, we have worship services at the regular time and regular site, so we hope you join us then. We're starting a brand new series. It's about love and the power of love. We're thinking, like, if we can get our minds around just the whole concept and the power of love, that's just, like, life-changing. It just changes everything. I'll give you a kind of a heads up. As a teaching team, we decided that we wanted to give you guys an assignment. So, like, this is a university community church, so here you go. Here's your assignment. By the end of January the 31st, we would like everyone in Black Hawk Church, if you call Black Hawk Church your church home in Madison, we'd like everyone in Black Hawk Church to be able to memorize and recite just a few verses in what's famously called the love chapters, 1 Corinthians 13. So, like, here's your assignment. We'd like you to kind of recite this passage. Love is patient. Love is kind. Does not envy. Does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. You know, if you want to, you can just turn your device off, like, you know, right now, and just kind of worship where you are and meditate on that passage. Because we feel like if we can get our minds around that, I mean, that just changes everything. So that's going to be your assignment, and we hope that you take us seriously and you actually memorize those verses. You know, one of the things about love, it assumes that we're actually, you know, with someone. Love is relational, the idea that we're actually concerned and we're with someone else. I know there's such a thing as self-love, and self-love's important, but when it's used in the Bible, it always has the idea of, like, it's about others. We should love our neighbor as we love ourselves. In fact, one of the people on the teaching team is actually going to, like, spend a whole Sunday just talking about that. It's important that we're healthy and we love ourselves. But the reason is that we can love others. I don't know about you, but I've found that sometimes what gets in the way of my loving other people are things that kind of keep me from actually being with them. That's what I mean. Sometimes I'm with my wife, for example, but then I'm not actually with her. One of the things that keeps me from being with my wife is something that I carry with me all the time. It's, you know, like my smartphone. And, you know, I know most of us have a smartphone, and sometimes this thing keeps me from actually being with her. It's ironic because it was kind of invented to help us to connect with people, but sometimes it can actually help us to disconnect with the very people that we're actually with. Let me talk about what I mean here. So take a look at this picture right here. I found this picture the other day on the internet, and this woman in the center of the picture, she is, like, the only one there. Do you see all these people? They have, like, their cameras out and they're taking a picture, and they are living kind of for the memory of the picture, but they're not actually in the moment. They're more interested in, like, capturing the moment than actually experiencing it. There's only one person there in that picture who's, like, actually, like, you know, in the moment right there, and it's that woman. I have no idea what they're taking a picture of or, like, you know, what they're doing. I just got this, like, you know, online. But I thought, when I saw that, I thought, that's a classic illustration of somebody, a bunch of people who are like, they're more interested in the memory and capturing the moment than actually experiencing the moment. I know sometimes that's true of me. I like get the phone out or like take a picture, but I'm actually not being with the person I'm actually with. Here's another way in which this phone can keep me from actually being with someone. Sometimes I'll be like with my wife or someone that I care for, and then actually, you know, like get a text or something and say, hey, just make, I got to do this. And, you know, I pay more attention to this than the person I'm actually with. Take a look at these pictures I found online. So all these people are like, they're like with their friends, but they're not actually with them. They're like more connected to somebody who's like not actually with them at the moment. And that is just like, that's just like rude. There's actually like a word that's been invented to, it's called fubbing. I don't know if you've heard that word or not. It's the two words phone and snubbing put together. It's called fubbing. I don't care what it's called. It's just being rude. Sometimes when I'm with my wife, all of a sudden I'm thinking, hey, just a second, I gotta do this. And that actually caused me to disconnect from her. Love is about being with someone, actually being present with them. And let me give you kind of, here's a tip. Like if you're watching this and you're going, oh my gosh, you know, I can't wait to show this to so-and-so, or, you know, especially if you're a parent, like, here's a tip. Don't go to your, like, your teenager and rip the phone out of their hands. That's, like, totally rude. Like, don't do that. I'm not against, you know, social media. I'm not against using these things. It's perfectly fine. Remember, love is patient. Love is kind. If you go rip this out of your teenager's hand or your friend's, your husband's hand, your wife's hand, that's, like, that's not a kind thing to do. Probably better would be try to create situations in which you're doing something that's more interesting than what's actually on the phone. So they're actually interested in what's happening in the moment, and they want to experience that moment with you. You know, movie theaters, we're not even supposed to have these on in movie theaters. That's an idea. Stir up something in the kitchen. Play a game. Do something where we're not actually focusing on this device. And here is something, if you really have a lot of guts, you could try this. With someone you love, go to them and say to them, when I'm with you, do you actually feel like I'm really 100% with you? Now, it takes a lot of guts to ask a question like that, because get ready for somebody to be honest with you. Because many times we are with people, and if they're honest, they're going to say, no, I feel like you're always someplace else. You know, the core of love is that we're actually caring, we're with someone else. That's what Christmas is about, right? That's what, like Carol read earlier from that passage in Matthew, that his name was to be called Emmanuel, God with us. Someone once said those are the three most powerful words in all the Bible, God with us. That's what the angel Gabriel, remember the Christmas message? That's what was confusing to him, that actually this massive, huge, fantastic God would actually want to be with the human being, so much so that he himself became a human being. God did that because he is a God of love. He loves us so much. He wanted to be with us. So during these holiday times, as we're having people that are visiting us, we're around us that we're not normally with, let's just practice the art of actually being with others. Let's pray. Father, I pray that you would help all of us struggle in this area of actually being present in the moment and not being distracted by all kinds of different things that are happening. Father, I pray especially for those of us who have friends and relatives that are with us that are not normally with us. We pray, Father, that you would help us to be 100% attuned to their presence. That we would take good pictures and things like that, but we're more interested in actually experiencing the moment rather than actually trying to capture a moment for some picture someplace. Help us, Father, to be loving, to be with our family and our friends. We pray this in Christ's name and for his sake. Amen. We want to give you a moment right now to simply pray. The idea here is to just carve out a little space in a hectic season to focus on Jesus. You'll see a couple of prompts on the screen to give some direction, but feel free to pray just as your heart leads you, as you want to pray. If you need more time or want to pray with others, feel free to pause the video on the prompts. Okay? So let's pray together.
Said the night wind to the little lamb, do you see what I see? Way up in the sky, little lamb, do you see what I see? Shepherd boy to the mighty king.
Love is open-hearted.
Love is my wife.
Love is doing something that you don't want to do for others.
Love is a battlefield.
Love is being a good example.
Love is giving of my material things.
Love is cleaning the house.
Love is taking food to new parents.
Love is being with those that you don't have to impress.
Love is patient. Especially when I'm working on a computer with my parents.
Love is constant, but also complicated.
Love is unconditional giving.
Love is heartbreaking.
Love is never having to say you're sorry.
I can't believe you just said that.
Love is being vulnerable, even when you don't want to be.
爱是连了我们一切人际关系的。
Love is the thread of all human relationships.
You jerk, I can't believe you stepped on my...
Oh, is this time for the love message? Okay.
Oh, I shaved.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we're rolling.
Roll it. Yeah, they're fine. It's kind of like basketball, right? This is a pivot foot. All right. Nothing needs to go faster. How can we just speed that up?
Don't use it. Just
don't use
just
it.
Talk.
Just talk.
Just talk.
And I'm Charles, the pastor of Blackhawk Chinese Ministry. I want to say a quick greeting in Mandarin.
We got this.
Okay.
Hey, welcome everyone to Blackhawk Church, to our second ever edition of Worship Where You Are. My name is Matt Metzger, and I am the pastor of Blackhawk Downtown.
Charles,
Charles, stop it. Good.
What did I do?
We're done.
God bless us, everyone.
And God bless us, everyone.